Best-selling author Paul Auster has died. He wrote more than 20 novels and was a leading figure in his literary generation. He was 77 years old. From New York, Tom Vitale reports that Auster was known for writing mysteries that raised more questions than they answered.
Paul Auster told me in 1989 that he was influenced by Kafka and Beckett, but the biggest impact on his writing was not literary.
When I was about 13 or 14 years old and I was off at a summer camp, and we got caught in a storm, and a boy standing next to me was killed by a bolt of lightning, just dropped dead, struck down by the sky. I think maybe that informs my work more than any book I've ever read.
The menacing sense that anything can happen runs through Auster's fiction. He came to prominence in 1985 with his first novel, City of Glass. He said the genesis of the story was a bizarre late-night phone call when he was living alone in Brooklyn.
And the person on the other end asked if he had reached the Pinkerton agency. Of course, I said no and hung up. But after the second or third time, I said, well, what if I had said yes?
In the novel, the action is set in motion when the main character, a detective fiction writer named Quinn, gets a similar call.
I would like to speak to Mr. Paul Auster. There's no one here by that name. Paul Auster of the Auster Detective Agency? I'm sorry, said Quinn. You must have the wrong number. This is a matter of utmost urgency, said the voice. There's nothing I can do for you, said Quinn. There is no Paul Auster here. You don't understand, said the voice. Time is running out.
Professor Alice Moody teaches post-war American literature.
Paul Auster will be remembered for being one of the leading figures in a postmodern tradition that's reimagining how central language is.
Language is central to a handful of independent films Paul Auster wrote and co-directed. The most successful was called Smoke in 1995, about a Brooklyn cigar store owner who changes the lives of his customers through the stories they tell each other. Each morning, the owner, played by Harvey Keitel, takes the same photo of his shop from the same view.
They're all the same, but each one is different from every other one. You got your bright mornings and your dark mornings. You got your summer light and your autumn light. The earth revolves around the sun, and every day, the light from the sun hits the earth at a different angle.
Paul Auster was never at a loss for words. One of his last big books was an 880-page novel that tells the story of one main character in four different versions. When he finished that book, he said he needed to take a break from fiction. So he began a 780-page biography of 19th-century author Stephen Crane. But Auster was haunted by the idea that words were never enough.
I have tried in my books to turn myself inside out as much as possible and not to hide behind style, tricks, whatever you might call it.
Paul Auster said what he admired in literature was a purity of language and a seriousness of intent. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.